Today's liturgy, as in yesterday's as well, we have been looking at, well, I should say what our Lord is speaking to us of here in the gospel passage we've been hearing, of the interior life. The spark is sown, already sown actually, at our baptism with the indwelling of the Blessed Trinity. But that spark has to be nurtured, it has to be stoked, otherwise it burns out. But if it is stoked, it is worked on, it grows. And that is how it is with our spiritual life, our relationship with God. It has to be stoked. We cannot just sit back. We have to stoke that spark. We have to work on ourselves, discipline ourselves, self-discipline, so that we are focused on Him. And then He sends us His grace, and it grows within us, and actually He sends more. The more attentive we are in our prayer life, the more we seek our relationship with God, the more graces He sends. The more we have to work with them, of course. We have to correspond with those graces. Otherwise, what happens? We cannot just sit inertly. We become cold. That fire burns out. And then we lose out completely. But if we really work on that, stoke that flame, see, that's what we do with our prayer life, what happens? It grows. And that's what our Lord is pointing out here, particularly with that mustard seed, which is a tiny little seed. But once it's sown in the ground, of course the ground is cultured, etc., watered, what happens? That seed grows into a sizable shrub, such even that birds can put their nests in it. You see? And that is what He is telling us. And this is how we bear fruits, and we're all called to do so. We're all called to bear fruit one way or another. And God sends us the graces to be able to do that, but we have to work with them. We have to seek, as it were, to work with God, so God can then lead us and bring out that fruit out of us, much like occurs with any plant, say a vegetable. In order to bear that fruit, or perhaps one of the best examples is the grapevine, in order to bear the fruit, it has to be every year. It has to be pruned, it has to be cut down, it has to be cared for. You have to make sure each branch is up off the ground and not covered with dust, so that then the bunches of grapes can grow. All these things have to be cared for, very carefully. Otherwise, each branch starts to die. It cannot grow. The fruit cannot grow. But if it's worked with, the fruit grows. You see? But it's a question of, it's not just ourselves alone, of which we can't do anything. We can't do anything that is good by ourselves. It requires the grace of God. But we have to seek the grace of God, and we have to work with it. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. John Bosco, who is a very classic example of one who did work with it very much, and he bore a very abundant fruit. He was born near Turin in 1815. He died in 1888. And was one, actually from the time he was very young, was given to deep prayer, actually, much prayer. And he also had a very exquisite mind, a photographic memory. He could see anything done and then imitate it perfectly himself. And he did that with magic tricks, with acrobatics, except he's also very strong physically. And then taught the other boys in the area. And he started, and he himself was a boy, was stronger than most of them, faster than most of them, right? And he started when he was very young, and he learned as he was growing up. He grew up in a very poor family. His father died very young. But he grew up learning various trades, and he learned them very well. And later on, when he entered the seminary, was ordained to the priesthood, and then started working with boys. And he taught them those trades. He started working with the orphans who were left out on the streets and brought them in and started teaching them. And of course, his numbers grew very quickly. But he worked very tirelessly then through the rest of his life, bringing out these boys and educating them, ultimately founding his own congregation, the Salesians of Don Bosco. And he founded a counterpoint for the women. And thus they would spend, their work would be bringing in all of these orphans, teaching them, but they're teaching them, educating them, you see. That's why he's patron of those, patron of education. Educating these boys and girls in order to bring them off the streets and teaching the trade so that they can be productive and fruitful, you see. But he also sought those graces continually throughout his life. He hardly breathed, hardly did anything without invoking Our Lady, Help of Christians. He was very much devoted to Our Blessed Lady, and it was actually she who was responsible for his vocation. In any case, he sought those graces all his life, and he worked with them very strongly throughout all of his life, and produced abundant fruits. And that is the way it is to be with all of us, whether or not we're called to an active way of life. So, some of us, yes, some of us, maybe not so active now, but still we're all called to bear fruit one way or another. We are all called to holiness. We must seek those graces we need to carry out that call that God has given each and every one of us. And the more we do, the closer we build our relationship with God, the more the graces will be given to us, and the more fruits we will bear. Let's always seek that, to work with God, not just for Him. Yes, for Him, but not just for Him, with Him. And let Him bear through us much fruit. Praise be Jesus and Mary.